So when we talk about Epiphany, as we've already heard, it's about Jesus making known his presence, that God is revealing the coming of the Lord, and that Jesus really is God, that he is the Lord. And the Magi, the three wise men, were humble enough to be able to recognize the signs that God was giving to reveal the presence of the king. Notice how nobody in Jerusalem seemed to really know what was going on. They were too busy going about their daily lives and didn't even think about looking up at the sky to see any signs that were there or paying attention to what was going on in general. Instead, they were busy with their own lives and doing their own things and not really paying attention. But the Magi, they were able to recognize the star when it came. In the time of Jesus, when they would use the word star, and so anytime we really see this in Scripture, that's really mentioning pretty much anything in the sky that's providing light. So that would include planets as well, because they didn't make a distinction between stars as we refer to them today and planets in the past. And so, for example, when Jupiter in our solar system is going through the sky, to them, they would refer to that as a star, even though it's a planet. And it is believed by many that the movements of Jupiter could be one of the things that contributed to this star. And we notice that even when it says they had seen at its rising preceded them, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. So it's saying that there was motion of the star, but then it stopped moving. And that sounds like a really strange thing, but planets and their motion in the sky can do that. And so it's likely that that's what they were seeing at that time. We were blessed recently on December 21st to have what was referred to as the Bethlehem star or the Christmas star. And that was the converging in the sky of the positions of multiple planets so that it created the image of a very bright star in the sky. And so some people would say that was the star of Bethlehem. And it would make sense if Jupiter, as it's moving through the sky, aligns with Saturn so that it makes that really bright reflection of the sun coming towards us in the night sky. And perhaps that is what the Magi had seen. The frequency of that star, we had it available for us to see on December 21st, but prior to that, it was 800 years ago that it was last seen. So it's a rare thing that that those planets would align to be as bright as they recently were. But it also takes humility. It also takes a desire to recognize God and the signs that he gives in order for him to be known. So many people in Jerusalem were not paying attention. So many people did not know. And it wasn't until the Magi came that suddenly King Herod was aware, because he wasn't paying attention before. And so it's important for us to be humble like the Magi, because Jesus wants to reveal himself to us. He wants to make himself known to us in our daily lives, in our interactions with others, encountering him in prayer. But we have to have that humility and that desire for that encounter in order for it to take place. And so we have the example of the Magi, the wise men. They were wise because they were seeking God. They were wise because they were humble in approaching him. And they were able, in their humility, to recognize the ways that he was at work, the ways that he was revealing himself. So when we say Epiphany, it's like a revelation or making known or coming to realize the truth. Somebody may say, oh, well, I just recently had an epiphany that such and such happened. That's like a recognition or recognizing how it was made known that something is true. And so when we talk about the epiphany of the Lord, it's a making known of the Lord. And that is true for those who are humble enough to recognize it. And so it's important for all of us to have that humility, to be like the wise men and to recognize how God in these subtle signs that other people might miss, how we can recognize him even in those.